Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Rachel Goes Rogue.
Today, we're doing something a little bit different. I actually can't go rogue today because I've recorded a very personal episode talking about my experience with domestic violence. It's important to me to share it with you guys, but I have been advised not to air the whole thing. But there are such valuable pieces in this episode that I think is so incredibly important for me to share. And if you have ever been in a situation like I have, I hope you can use this episode as a resource and as a tool to find a way to get yourself help and to heal. We're going to get into today's episode with Dr. Gail Saltz. She is a psychoanalyst, an expert in the domestic violence field. And just a trigger warning, this episode does get very heavy. Hi, Dr. Saltz. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to join me today.
My pleasure. It's an important topic.
It is a very important topic. And I feel like it's one of those things that I just wanted to give them a little trigger warning. Yeah. That we will be talking about some heavy stuff. Let's get into it because I feel like it's time. What is domestic violence? What is your definition of abuse?
I think abuse has a wider definition than most people realize. And abuse is, well, it can be verbal, can be psychological, can be financial, sexual, or physical, or any combination of those. But what's important to understand about abuse, particularly in an intimate partner situation, is that it is really much more about control of the partner, power and control, than it is about anything else. And that is usually what is driving the perpetrator to commit those abuses, to try to keep control of their partner.
I've been processing through abuse that I've experienced with my therapist, and there are some things that I didn't know was considered abuse. She actually gave me a PDF format that maps out examples of physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, emotional and psychological abuse, stalking and harassment, digital abuse, and financial abuse. Some of them I was surprised to see were on there. The first one is driving recklessly or dangerously with you in the car.
Many women are unaware that what they're experiencing might be abuse. And the reason for that is twofold. They think abuse means only I'm being hit, or, something physical is happening, or I'm being sort of berated, in an obscene way. They think it has to be something that level of extreme and very direct and very constant and very, over time. And of course, those things are. But as I mentioned earlier, when it's about control and power, one of the means of doing that is to instill fear and instill a feeling of helplessness. And so part of the methodology, I guess I'll say, sadly, of the perpetrator, right, is to create this sense of being in constant fear and unable and helpless. Because obviously it's easier to control someone who feels all those things than someone who doesn't. And when confronted in any sort of way, which would be challenging the idea of control, gaslighting is a very common way of doing that. Unfortunately, I think we've gone through a couple of years of discussion of the word gaslighting, and it went from like, let's try and understand what that is from my vantage point as, a psychiatrist who's very invested in public education. I think it was important to understand what that is, but it became really overused, where everything you don't like is gaslighting. And that's not what gaslighting means. Gaslighting is really telling someone that the reality that they are experiencing is untrue. And that they can't believe their own thoughts. They can't believe their own experiences because only you can tell them what they're actually experiencing, which is likely the opposite of whatever they're actually experiencing. That is a scenario of being gaslit. So, if you're in a car and you are in a terrifying situation and barely hanging on and respond appropriately, fearfully, oh my gosh, that was horrifying and scary. Gaslighting would be to say, that's ridiculous. Nothing scary happened. What you witnessed, what you experienced didn't happen. And I'm here to tell you that. And so, in addition to being made fearful, it's also very scary to be constantly gaslit because what happens as a result is that you start to believe you can't believe yourself. You can't believe your own thoughts and your own experiences and your own gut reactions. Which is why it is a common scenario in abuse. It is a way of keeping a partner in check and very dependent on your explanation of reality.
I was able to disassociate from that. And then I completely suppressed that memory until my friend brought it up later. And then it was like, oh my gosh, I completely forgot about that. Is that a common thing for people to do?
Yet in abuse, it is. When something rises to the level of being overwhelmingly anxiety producing in the moment, often what happens, you see this not just in intimate partner violence, but in abuse of all types, particularly, for example, in children who are in homes being abused, that they, in the moment, whether it's physical abuse or sexual abuse, they dissociate, right? The dissociation is the brain's mechanism of containing anxiety that's at the level of being unable to be processed, essentially. So, a feeling of being outside your body, looking at yourself, maybe feelings of numbness. That is the experience in the moment of dissociation, like I am not here. Or maybe I'm hovering above myself, looking at myself, but I don't feel in myself. And then when dissociation happens in the moment, particularly, but even sometimes without it happening in the moment, later, that memory hasn't been, let's say, properly stored, right? Because you weren't in that experience. You were dissociated or depersonalized, we call it. Derealization is another aspect of it. And so that memory is not as accessible. And in fact, it may even be further repressed, compartmentalized, and repressed so that you don't keep remembering it because it is so disturbing to you. These are all defense mechanisms of a normal brain, a normal brain who, in an overwhelming, really overwhelming circumstance. And sometimes the later inability to recall also has to do with the panic or fear that if you recall it, it will have consequences that come with it. Consequences. So for women who are in an abusive relationship, the consequence might be I have to think about leaving. I have to think that this isn't the relationship I should stay in, or it's unsafe, or I could be harmed, I could lose my life, I will have no money, I will, I mean, the million and one horrors that might come, particularly to women. I'm talking about women because most of the time it is women. Of course, it can be the other way around. Women can abuse men, and it does happen, but it is predominantly men abusing women. And it can happen in any relationship. Women can abuse women, men can abuse men. I mean, it unfortunately it can happen in any way, but it's most often men abusing women. And once you're sort of in such a relationship, it can be very difficult to think about the consequences of leaving that relationship. It can seem incredibly scary for a myriad of reasons, some really psychological and not necessarily reality-based. Some are reality-based in addition. But yes, dissociation is a psychic mechanism for keeping at bay fearful, overwhelming memory.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
People often say, well, how am I supposed to know that it's that it could be coming when I'm in a relationship that at many times seems incredibly loving, right? And like this person professes such love to me and hasn't, hit me or, done something where I go, well, there's no question what this is, right? Mm-hmm. And these are some of the really clear-cut earlier happenings.
Are there other early warning signs that your partner may become emotionally or physically abusive?
Yes, I think there are many. For example, criticisms that are, meant to be quite undermining of one's self-esteem. Criticism about the way you look, criticism about the way you dress, who you hang out with, who you spend time with. And along those lines, a partner who tries in various ways, whether it's through criticism or other means, to distance you from other important people in your life. So, you know, doesn't want you to be or relate to continue your close friendships or your family members. This is really sort of the early attempt to isolate you. And isolation is a big piece of intimate partner abuse, so that ultimately you won't really have people to talk to and you know, help you when you're being gaslit and things are happening and you don't have a support system. You will not have a support system. But those earlier signs are usually sort of criticism of those people, or they're not good for you. They're not a good influence. I don't like the influence they have on you. A lot of them have to do with undermining your sense of competency, your sense of agency. They may tell you things like, no one will love you, in various forms. No one will love you the way I love you, right? Jealousy and possessiveness is another early sign. The problem with this sign, and the reason, as you alluded to at the beginning of this, why don't women realize they're, you know, in this, is because many women believe and feel this, the stereotype of love, you know, of really being romantically, excessively loved, is jealousy and possessiveness. And they feel like if their partner is jealous and checking out where they are at all times and wants to make sure that they're not with anybody they could be jealous about, and, you know, possessive in that way, that is a demonstration of how deeply he loves you. They might find that romantic. They might find that sexy. I'm here to tell you it is not. It is neither. It is not romantic. It is not sexy. And it is an early danger sign, really, of abuse. Men who view women more as objects, in terms of how they look and how they, you know, and feeling ownership, that is really an early warning flag. Jealous men are, you know, more likely to be abusive. Substance use and abuse is an early warning sign, alcohol or other drugs. A man who harms animals, that is a very clear hallmark of abuse. You know, it's sort of devoid of empathy and, you know, devoid of an impulse control, or, you know, an inability to contain anger. But also, more importantly, it's the desire to inflict pain. Past relationships where there's been abuse. A partner who tells you, my exes were all crazy. My exes were all bad. Whatever went wrong, it was always all their fault. And anything that happened, they deserved, because, you know, they were crazy and or did terrible things, or it was all their fault. That is also should concern you.
Yeah. One of the people that I was seeing really put that narrative out there that his ex was crazy. And in a way, I think that he might have made her crazy, because when I was taking some time to myself to really reflect on my patterns in my love relationships, I was thinking back to his ex and I was like, I don't think she's crazy. Like, I feel crazy. I think she's just, you know, dealing with this guy.
Sometimes it's helpful to talk to an ex, which, and if your partner doesn't want you, you know, would do anything to not have you talk to that ex, you should wonder about that. But I would say sometimes it's helpful to speak to an ex and hear what they have to say about what happened. I mean, look, in fairness, there are people walking around that did have a really, really difficult ex-partner. And, you know, so the problem is you can never say 100% on any of these things. Maybe the super jealous and possessive, that's never a good thing. The way that your partner talks to and treats other women in his life, any women that he knows well or women that he doesn't know well, his mother, sister, a friend, a wait staff, a flight attendant, if he is berating, and very important to say, disrespectful to women in his life, and you are witnessing that, that should be a red flag to you. A man who does not respect women, generally speaking, and treats them in this way, it is only a matter of time before you are included.
Yes, the I'm different and I can help him and I can fix him and he doesn't treat me this way, like rationalizing like, oh, he might be an asshole to other people, but he treats me like a queen, so I must be special.
That's very typical. I mean, you talk about, right, why don't women see it? Well, you know, we were talking about compartmentalization earlier, right? Mm-hmm. A form of which is, you know, basically denial, is just the need to believe that certain things are true, that this person loves you so much, this person will take care of you so much, that this person will support you and never leave you, that loving you in the way they do makes you very special. Those things make it difficult to examine much of anything, right? They really keep you locked in. But that, in combination with the things that abusers usually tell their victims of, you are stupid, lazy, a whore. I mean, I say these words because they are the most common words that abusers tell their victims. And the purpose of all that denigration, right, is to zap you of all self-esteem. And then, of course, later they tell you no one will ever love you and take care of you as much as I will. And you need me. That combination of I feel worthless, they love me like no one else will love me. They told me all the reasons nobody else will love me like they love me. That combination makes it really, really difficult to entertaining leaving at all. Leaving that you can leave. Well, if you can't entertain those thoughts, then you just try not to have any of it come into your mind.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
important that women listening know, unfortunately, intimate partner violence is really much more common than people think. Up to 30% of women in this nation will tell you at some point in their lives they were in a relationship where there was intimate partner violence. That's close to a third of all the women in this country. It is not an uncommon problem. And unfortunately, many women don't get out and either, you know, stay in a cycle of harm and abuse that escalates. I do a lot of public talking about, you know, concern about rates of suicide and homicide and gun violence and so on. But really, one of the hallmarks of gun violence, of murder, and the most common group murdered in this country are women from domestic violence by gun. And, you know, they feel trapped. They can't see a way out. And there always is a way out, but it can be very, very difficult. You know, sometimes even getting out, you know, there can be dangers. But obviously, the earlier one gets out, that's why I think it's helpful to talk about these early warnings, that the earlier one gets out, the less it's escalated. You know, the longer something has gone on, the more dangerous, the more likely of really life-threatening injury, and the more likely of continued stalking, you know, afterwards.
What is the solution then? How does somebody get out successfully?
One of the first things I would say is trying to find somebody in your life that you trust, that you can start talking to about what is happening. Of course, if you're unclear, you feel so gaslit, you're not sure what is happening. Talking to a therapist can be super, super helpful in clarifying what is going on with you, what is happening, and obviously forgetting ideas for how to remove yourself safely from the situation. Sometimes that starts for someone, though, with somebody that they trust in their life. It might be their mom, might be a friend. You know, this is happening. I need to talk through, like, what is happening. And sometimes one's mind is so affected that you need someone outside to say, hey, this is abusive, really. And, you know, this is not safe to stay in. You shouldn't stay. And you are not those things, but he's making you feel that way. And, you know, you need to, let me help you brainstorm about how to get out of the situation. Sometimes a woman needs to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline. There's always someone there to talk to. Try to obviously do that not in front of your partner. This was actually a huge problem, and we saw a big uptick in domestic violence during the pandemic because women were in lockdown with their partners and they couldn't even, you know, get away enough to make a phone call or to go to a shelter. 800-799-7233 is the National Domestic Violence Hotline. There's somebody there 24/7 to talk to who can give you resources like this home, this shelter, what to take with you, what not to take with you, what to assume he has seen your phone, you know, your messages, et cetera. Texting someone, you know, sometimes doing something online, you got to assume that he is looking at. Don't assume that that is a safe way to converse with somebody. Do it in person if you can, or call the hotline when your partner is not there.
The hotline, it just sounds so intense. The National Domestic Violence Hotline, it sounds like, okay, this is a crisis moment. And it almost like me preemptively thinking like, okay, no, this is only when someone is going to be physical with me. Like someone's got to punch me in order for me to call this number. Is that true?
That is not true. This is a hotline that provides counselors who are versed, as we are talking about today, you know, in everything from early signs to obviously very dangerous situations. So they can be helpful in all of the above. If your partner has harmed you in any way, you are scared and you don't know what to make of this, this is a reasonable call to make. You will get a counselor who can talk through with you what is happening, and what's a reasonable next step for you to take. Can provide resources like a referral. Maybe you want a counselor to talk to who knows something about this subject matter, can help you find someone.
It's 800-799-7233. Just save that in your phone. If you've listened to this podcast and it resonates with you, just save that in your phone as a contact. It's a resource for you. I heard a statistic that people will try to leave their relationship 7 times before successfully leaving. This hotline is there for you after like the first time you try to leave and then you're not successful in leaving.
Unfortunately, it is common to go back for all of the original reasons that it was hard to leave in the first place, right? So you leave, you're scared, you don't know how you're going to manage things, or maybe even in a situation where you're financially able and you have a place to go and all of that, you're scared, you're lonely, right? You feel overwhelmingly sad. It's the end. There isn't somebody to take his place right away, which is a good thing, trust me, before you've worked out. Because if you've been in an abusive relationship, I really strongly urge you to dip into some therapy to understand what might have led you there in the first place. Because often women who get into abusive relationships, there are reasons that they're not aware of that have drawn them to this type of relationship. And without understanding what that is, it wouldn't be unusual to enter into a very similar next relationship. So it is really important that you get help. It is also important and helpful because your likelihood of going back will be diminished. If you understand how you got in, you know, many women have witnessed abuses in their homes growing up or had in a past abusive situation, and they are repeating something, you know, unconsciously, they are repeating something and trying to rework something, reprocess something. And that is drawing them to an abusive relationship. And then it will draw them right back in. It is hard to leave. You get scared. You don't understand what happened. You feel a longing. You wish the familiarity. The man is probably continuing to contact you and say, this will never happen again. It's just because I love you so very much. We can work this out. I promise to never do it. And you go back. And, you know, he reminds you of all the reasons not going back will ruin your life. And so, yes, women often do go back and then, you know, it gets worse and it gets more dangerous. So, you know, I think therapy is super helpful in that regard. And also the structure of systems that are out there for women who've been in this situation that can help them financially, that can help them with support systems, that can help them with safe places if that's what they need. And frankly, to help them to not enter into a new relationship that is abusive again. If you are in any sort of physical danger, I would tell you, don't go back. Number one homicides in this country are women from domestic violence.
Protect yourself out there and know that there are resources available to you. There are people like Dr. Saltz who care for your well-being, and you deserve only the best. Don't settle for anything less. Thank you so much, Dr. Saltz. You have a podcast of your own?
I do. I have a podcast called How Can I Help? And people can find me on Instagram at Dr. Gail Saltz, DrGailSaltz.
Amazing. Thank you, Dr. Saltz, so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to Rachel Goes Rogue. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok for exclusive video content at Rachel Goes Rogue Podcast.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.